Hi, welcome to another inspirational message by Pastor Alex Pappas, Senior Pastor at Oceans Unite Christian Center.
This evening I want to encourage you with a word that I believe is going to strengthen you. But before I get into this, I want to kind of just briefly just talk to you a little bit about this morning. If you weren't connected with us this morning, I really encourage you to listen to the message this morning. Early in the week, the Lord began to speak to me about preaching that message, and I really feel like it's a message that is right now important for us to hear and to know and understand. I think that, in fact, I know that God is really calling us as a church right now. And, you know, I titled this morning's message, what was my title this morning? One Nation Under God. Sorry, my mind is racing. So, One Nation Under God. And I titled that because that's what we are. We're a nation that is under God, that trusts in the Lord. For everything we need, we trust in Him. And, you know, in my preparation, I was watching videos of the forefathers and, you know, those who established the nation and studying different things. And in fact, when I was looking for that video that I played for you at the end, I was actually looking at Ronald Reagan videos and all kinds of things, because I know he really spoke about the Lord so much and wanted to kind of try and tie that all in. And then yesterday morning, I still hadn't found a video, and then someone sent us that. And then throughout the day, I received several videos or copies of that video. And when I saw it, I knew that was just exactly what God wanted me to add in there. I think it's very important because a lot of people also don't understand why we are the way we are as a church. Why we pray for the president and why we pray for our leaders the way we do every single day. And I don't believe that it's not for nothing. I think it's extremely important, and I believe that it's extremely effective. I have faith when I pray. I have faith that God hears our prayers and that He will answer our prayers. He knew we would be praying now. He knew we would be praying right now and that our prayers would do what is necessary. And I'm not talking about Oceans Unite's prayers. I'm talking about the body of Christ. As I mentioned this morning, I've been amazed at how the church as a whole, all over the nation, is crying out to God in this time like never before. In my life, I have not seen the body of Christ come together in unity, crying out to God for revival, for healing, for deliverance, for salvation. And these are things that are really remarkable. And, you know, it's also amazing to me how, you know, right now it's almost like many church leaders from all over the world, different denominations, are preaching on the same stuff. It's kind of like, you know, a little different here, a little different there, but the message is clear that the church needs to pray, that the church needs to cry out to God. So, you know, that's where we are right now. And for me, it's very, very exciting to, you know, to be a part of this, to be a part of not the coronavirus, but to be a part of what God is going to do amidst this virus and amidst what's going on right now. This morning, I spoke to you about God's plan for our nation, God's plan, His plan. But this evening, I want to go into a scripture that is familiar to you, that I've ministered on before, but I want to encourage you and strengthen you with this. And maybe there's one or two things you haven't seen, but I believe it's also very much a now word. And so this morning, I spoke to you about why we pray the way that we do, why we intercede, why we cry out to God, and how effective it is, and also that it's a mandate that we have. But at the same time, I want you to know that God thinks about you. That God has a plan for you, and that you are part of this great plan right now. And your life is significant. You know, what we need to do is align ourselves. I talk about it so much over the last few weeks. Align ourselves with God's plan, with what He's busy doing. You know, on Wednesday, I spoke, and I spoke on my radio show as well, about, you know, the body of Christ coming into unity. And really what God is looking for is He's looking for those who will worship Him in spirit and truth. Unity comes when we step into the Spirit And you know, there's always a sound in the spirit. God is releasing a sound of what he's doing on the planet. And when you tap into that sound, we're in unity with him. We're in unity with the Spirit. We're in unity with what God's wanting to do. And as the church, regardless of denomination or anything like that, if you tap into that, I want you to know that you are with him. You are his church, no matter who you are or where you are. But I also want you to understand that God has a great plan for your life. And that if you only knew, it's like sometimes after I've prepared a message or it's like often really late at night that this happens. I'll be busy with God or I'll be praying or talking to the Lord or reading my Bible or watching TV or something like that. And I get very inspired. And I feel like in that moment, like something amazing is about to happen. And I need to like share it with the whole world. I get really excited and I like it, but it's midnight and everybody's asleep. So there's nobody to talk to. And I kind of like, you know, you just know that God's going to do something. God's going to do something amazing in this nation, on this planet, but also in your life. And I want you to know that. And, you know, the story I'm going to read to you is out of Jeremiah, but I want you to know something. And I've heard this before, and I taught you this earlier. You know, you need to understand that the way God sees his people, whether they are the children of Israel, when he gives them promises, yes, there are certain promises that are for him in the natural, specifically when it comes to setting up his kingdom on earth. But there are certain promises, spiritual things especially, that are for every single believer. And I want you to know that God's thoughts and plans that he has for his people, you are his people. And in fact, in this dispensation, this is the time of the Gentiles. This is our time. This is our time where God will use us in an incredible way. Those who give their lives to Christ, this is our time. This is our season. Jew or Gentile, if you're a Christian, if you love Jesus, this is your time. This is your dispensation right now. And so I want to go to Jeremiah 29, verse number 11. And I want to strengthen you with this morning. Because amidst this virus, amidst this coronavirus, many people have been disheartened. I mean, I'll be honest with you guys, there's like about maybe 2 minutes in the week that I'll stop and I'll go, man, this thing is really frustrating me now. I've just had enough. I want to go and touch people and just pull the masks off their faces in Publix and just go and give someone a big old hug, you know, and just, you know, I was in Publix yesterday and everybody had masks and I was like, man, this really stinks, you know. Like everybody looks afraid and like, it's awful. You know, I just can't stand it anymore. But amidst this, what we need to know is that God is in control, like I taught you this morning. And he's setting everything up right now. And if you're in the Spirit and you're worshiping him and you're staying in touch with him, you will know what I'm saying to you is the truth. You will know it because it's just a no. You just know. And so right now, I want you to know, Jeremiah 29, verse number 11. This is what it says, "For I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord." Now, you need to understand that when Jeremiah gives this word, the children of Israel are in a serious mess. We're talking about the Babylonian time where when this word comes to them, they are like in trouble. They don't think God loves them. They don't see a deliverance. And in fact, as far as I can recall, they don't even get delivered in this moment. But what they need to know is that God has a plan. God has a way out, and he thinks and he plans and he knows you and he's going to get you through this right now. Now, it's interesting because the word thoughts there, "For I know the thoughts I think towards you," says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. I want you to know that that word thoughts is so powerful in the original language because it doesn't just mean thoughts. What it means, and this is how God is, and this is why you can't really put a one word to what this actually expresses. This expresses God's intent for your life. This expresses God's plan for your life. This expresses his purpose, his design, his intent for your life. So what it would basically be is it would be like this. It would be like God would say, "For I know the thoughts, or I could say, I know the intent, I know the plan, I know the purpose, I know the design that I created for you for. And even though you're in this situation, like the children of Israel were in Babylon, and they were under siege and under all kinds of crisis, you need to know that it's the same for us right now. We're in this situation, and some scholars will say, well, how can you compare them to us easily? Easily. We're going through something, they went through something. The same way that he thinks about them, guess what? He thinks that about me. The same way he had a plan for them, I can tell you he has a plan for me. And he has a plan for you. We are the body of Christ. We are the bride of Christ. Therefore, he has a plan for my life. He has an intent for my life. There's a purpose for my life. There's a way and a design that he's already created that will get us out of this situation. He already knows it. It's been set up. Corona, Shmona did not catch him by surprise. God knew it would happen. God knew you would be here right now. The scriptures like this, when we read the Psalms and we read these scriptures, in times like this, when it's darkness, when there's some darkness around us, remember, we are not in the darkness, but the darkness is around us. But we're in the light. So we are like in his, I like to look at it as though, like we are like in his bubble. We are walking in the light. We are in the kingdom. We are separated. That's why fear, there might be moments of irritation for me, but I do not fear. I mean, I really don't. In this situation with the coronavirus, by the grace of God, I haven't been afraid of it at all. But I understand that people are afraid. I can understand, especially if you don't know the Lord. Okay, let's carry on. For I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord. And look at what he says. So he says thoughts of peace. Let's just stop there for a second and put all of what that word means. Now you can go and study this in the original language. You will see these words that I'm giving you, they're not like a good idea. They are literally what that word means. So he says, I have good thoughts, I have good intent, I have a good plan, I have a good purpose, I have a great design for your life. Then he says, that I think towards you. So he's saying, these thoughts, these plans, these purposes, these designs that I have planned, that I have thought, that I have intended, these things that I've created for you for right now, I want you to know that this plan, this intent, this purpose, this design is of peace and not of evil. So he wants you to know, even though right now you're in a situation, as we all are, the whole world is in the situation where there's pressure, there's oppression, there's corona, there's darkness, all the stuff, and the 666 and the virus and the antibodies and the this bodies, and watch out for the latest vaccine because it's got the sixth beast in it and all this rubbish. When God has a plan, don't worry about tomorrow. If you're going to sit on Facebook and listen to all that garbage, you're wasting your time. Stay close to God. Listen, when God wants you to know, I don't want you to take a mark, you'll know. Believe me, you'll know. I wouldn't have wasted my time thinking it might be this, it might be that, it might be that. I can assure you, when the season comes, if something like that happens, you're going to know. And you're not going to do what's necessary, not necessary, whatever. The point I'm trying to make is don't get caught up in all of that stuff. What you need to know is God has a good plan. God has good thoughts. God has good intent. God created you, knew you long before you were formed in your mother's womb. You need to know he knew you. He knew you would be right here. He knew and he had these plans for you before this evil came over the earth. But guess what? You're in the palm of his hand. And even though all this is happening around you, you need to know that he still has good thoughts, a good plan, great purpose, great intent. His plan for you is awesome. And that plan is to give you peace and not evil. To give you a future and a hope. And many people right now, this really is the crux of the message. Many people right now need to know that we have hope. We have hope. Why? Because God has a plan for us. And God's plan is not for us to be destroyed by coronavirus. God's plan for us is not for the U.S. economy to be destroyed by coronavirus. God's plan for us is not to allow everything to just come crashing down. Listen, we will see, not we might see, we will see a great revival. Listen, that Hebrides revival, when I heard that video, I spent a lot of time going to research it. I listened to sermons from the Hebrides revival. And this was a conservative church. This was a really conservative church. And the preacher's preaching with fire, man. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. And he's talking about coming to God. And the stories of people falling on the ground. Young girls coming to the altar that have been in sin. Crying out to God. Asking, is there forgiveness for them? This is what the church is going to see. Let me tell you something. I spoke to somebody even today who said to me that we've taken coming to church for granted. Well, I can tell you that when the church doors open again, and even while they are closed when it comes to Sunday services, God is busy moving. He's moving amongst the lukewarm. He's moving amongst those who have turned away from Him because they know that the only place that they had peace before was when they were in Christ. That's why He says, my thoughts, my plans, my intent are not evil, but to give you peace. Because when you're in Christ, when you're serving Him, when you're loving Him, when you're following Him, you have peace. Peace comes when you take your eyes off the King. When you take your eyes, think about it, guys. When you're focusing on the kingdom of God and you're putting your faith and your trust in Him, even during the coronavirus, how many of you feel anxiety? But as soon as we forget, as soon as we get distracted, as soon as we become overwhelmed by all of the media and all of that stuff. Now listen, I listen to the president's report every day. And I get excited. I don't get upset. I don't get concerned. Because I know I watch and I'm, oh, it's God's plan. It's busy happening. Oh, you see the shift has taken place. Oh, you see the peak has already happened. Oh, you see the numbers are coming down. And I start to get excited. And then there's a few people that start saying, oh, well, you know, there's going to be a spike. And I go, I rebuke you, Satan. You shut your mouth, you foul devil. That's all I do. So for me, while I watch these news broadcasts, I'm doing spiritual warfare. And I'm agreeing and I'm binding and loosing and I'm going to town. Why? Because I know He has a plan. Because I know He has thoughts. Because I know He has intent. Because I know He already knew this long before we were born. Do you realize what this means? That means that before you were born, God knew you would still be alive right now going through coronavirus so that at the end of this virus, you could go out and be part of the greatest revival that earth has ever seen. I heard a preacher say that hope is a joyful expectation about the future. And I thought it was so powerful. I think it was Dr. Evans. What a beautiful way to express hope. And right now in this virus, in this time, I think that's exactly what it is, guys. You need to have hope because you need to know, number one, all the things we need, we know if we seek the kingdom, we'll have them. So don't worry about all the stuff that you need because God will provide. Even though it doesn't feel like it right now, don't go on your feelings. Go on what the Word says. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all these things will be added unto you. But at the same time, He also has a plan, His purpose. So we're busy going for it. We're busy fighting. We're continuing on. But at the end of this thing, we will see and be part of a great move of God. And I don't know about you, but I'm excited. And it gives me hope because the Word of God tells me that even in the midst of what we're going through, just like the children of Israel, while they were in the midst of what they were going through, they had hope and they knew because of what the prophet said to them through the prophet, the Word of God that came, that He had a plan, that He had a purpose, that He had a good intent, that He still loved them. He will not leave them. And His plan is to give us a future So I'm excited about the future. I'm excited, and I hope because of the future, I have a joyful expectation about the future. Now watch what it says. You see, when you find out what God says about you in this season, look at what the word says. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me. And when you search for me with all of your heart, I will be found by you, says the Lord. I want you to know that once we recognize who He is, once we recognize what He has done and said about us and the plan He has for us, we will go to Him and inquire of Him, what is your plan, God? What is your intent, God? How do you want me to pray? That's why He says, when you go, you will pray and I will listen to you. Because you'll go and you'll begin to pray and you'll say, okay, God, I'm in the middle of this crisis, this situation, but I'm coming to you right now and I'm praying. You say you have a plan. You say you have an intent for us to give us a future and a hope, to give us peace, to get us out of this. How do you want me to pray, God? What do you want me to say, God? How do you want me to declare, God? What do you want me to do, God? If you want me to pray for the president, I'll pray for the president. If you want me to pray for the governor, I'll pray for the governor. If you want me, God, to pray for my daughter, I'll pray for my daughter. If you want me to pray for my wife, God, I'll pray for my wife, God. If you want me to pray for the church, God, I'll pray for the church, God. And He will listen and He will answer, because you'll find Him when you begin to submit yourself to His plans, to His intent, to His purpose. Can somebody say amen in this place? Hallelujah! Watch what it says. This is so good. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and from all places where you have been, where I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive. To me, when I read this, I know He's speaking to the children of Israel. But to me, it feels like at the same time that we've been driven into this situation where we're in homes, we're not even in church buildings anymore. But people are crying out to God. People are trusting in God again. People are hungry and thirsty for an answer from the Lord. And when we begin to do this, the Bible says that we will find Him, that He will begin to answer us, and He'll bring us out of this situation. He will deliver us from this situation. And I'm telling you, church, He's going to do it. Listen to me. Faster than what they predict. Faster than what they predict. They say life will not go back to normal. No, life's going to be way better than what it was before. Let me prophesy to you tonight. It will be better than what it was before. And listen, when God wants it to end, I'm fine with that. When you're ready, Lord, you come again. I'm ready. I'm excited for the second coming. But at the same time, don't let me miss anything you have for me, Lord. Don't let me miss a moment. Don't let me miss a person. Anyone you want me to minister to, don't let me miss it, God. But when you're ready to come, I'll be ready to go. My bags are packed, God. When you want to come again, I'm ready, Lord. Oh, to be with you, Father. I can only imagine, Lord, if it's anything like the moments I've had when I've prayed and seek your face and your presence has come. Oh, God, I can only imagine. I'm not afraid. I'm excited about it, Lord. But I don't want to miss anything. I don't want to miss a crown that you have for me. I don't want to miss your heartbeat, Father, for our community. I don't want to miss anything you have, Lord. So I want your plans, your intent, your designs for my life, for our lives, Lord, as a church, as a people, as a nation, as the nations of this world, the body of Christ. Yeah. When we call upon Him and when we seek His face and submit ourselves to His plan, I can tell you now, He will deliver you. And if there's one thing I know, He will give you peace. And that peace is not a peace that the world gives. That peace is only found by the one that Jesus sent, and that's the Holy Spirit. When you're in the presence of the Holy Spirit and He begins to minister to you, there is nothing like a church. Most of you know what I'm talking about. John 16:33 says this. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. In other words, He wants you to know that when you submit to Him, when you are in Christ, you will have peace. While you're on this earth, you will go through tribulation. You will go through times that will be difficult. You'll go through them. But He wants you to know you'll have peace. And then He says this, and I just love it so much, but be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. In other words, what He's saying is this: I came, I laid my life down, and I overcame. I submitted my life to the Father, and I overcame. And because I have overcome, not because of you, we can't overcome, but because He overcame, we will also overcome. But it only happens when we are in Him. That's why He says, when you're in Christ, you will have peace. So submit yourself to Him, church. This morning I shared with you what we should pray for, but I don't want you to for one second forget just how important you are to God. I said to Naomi last week, you know, I feel like our prayers are moving mountains. Like I really feel like they matter. And it's the most wonderful thing. Every prayer meeting here at home, when I cry out to God, when I speak to Him, I feel like He's listening. It's almost like the heavens are open for the prayers of the saints right now. And I know that some of you are going through some difficult times with jobs and stuff like that, but I want to say to you that God is in control. You will get through this, and you will come out on the other side, and there will be peace, and know that He has a plan for you. He'll get you through it. Let's bow our heads. Father, this evening we give You thanks. We give You praise and we give You all the honor and the glory. Father, we love You so much. The only word that comes to mind, Father, this evening, after everything that's happened, is gratitude. We are grateful to You, God. You are mighty, but You are gracious and merciful as well. And Father, I pray for anyone watching right now that doesn't know You, Lord, that they would cry out to You. If they cry out to You, they will be saved. If they confess that You are Lord, they will be saved. Father, to all those that are brokenhearted or hurting during this time, strengthen them now, I ask, Lord. Hear their cry, Lord. Hear their cry in this moment. So many people, I hear them cry out to You and say, God, where are You? But I know that You are with them, that You never leave them nor forsake them. It's not You that left, it's them that left You. What they don't realize is that You're with them always. Sometimes it's like all we have to do is turn around and He's standing right behind us. And so I ask that You strengthen every person, Father. Strengthen them now. Strengthen their bodies. I pray for the congregation in the mighty name of Jesus for their physical health. Protect us, Father. Protect us. Keep us healthy. Not only from coronavirus, but from any sickness or disease right now. I speak health over You in Jesus' name. I pray for finances. I pray for breakthrough. I pray for jobs. I pray for supernatural intervention. And I know, Father, that you will hear our prayer. For did you not say in your word, if we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that all these things will be added unto you? Again tonight, Lord, we declare thanksgiving, praise, and honor and glory to your name. We love you. We praise you and we worship you in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. Now I pray that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the love of the Father and the fellowship with the Holy Spirit be with you all in this week. Listen, you will be refreshed and strengthened after this in the name of Jesus. Be blessed and go in peace in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight. Have an awesome, awesome week. Look so forward to connecting with you on Tuesday. Look out as we begin to hear things unfold over the week about what's going on in our state. We'll quickly start putting a plan together. I can assure you, we're not going to hesitate, but we're going to use wisdom. We want to take care on how we open the church, but I can assure you we are anxious and excited to get things going as soon as possible. We know how many of you are missing being here. I can promise you we miss it even more. I can't handle not preaching to you guys here. I miss your little sounds in worship. When I sing, guys, it's awful. I hear myself. It's the most horrible thing. I want to belt out, but I can't because there's not that volume coming from behind me. And I look in the sanctuary with some of the regulars, some of you guys that have been here for a long time. I know where you sit, and I look, and you're not there, and it's so difficult. So what I do when I preach is I look into that camera and I pretend that you're sitting right here and I'm speaking to you right there where you are. I want you to know that we love you and appreciate you. And listen, God is with you. You need to know that. Have a great week in Jesus' name, and we'll see you soon.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching. For more teaching like this and other material, please visit our website at www.oceansunite.com.